Time now for another installment of the Jade City Pharaoh. Today's episode, Winner Take Nothing, Part 1.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, "Only if there's someone there to bend it." Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
Freedmore Art Gallery. Only the best have shown here. And this month, yours truly, Malik Frazier, a.k.a. Harold M.F. Jones, gets his shot. I'm humbled, even though it is February, which usually is when I get inquiries about my work. It's as if some museums have this sacred unwritten law that you can only curate a show featuring an African-American artist during Black History Month, which makes it extremely hard to pay bills for the other 11 months. Thank God for the bookstore I run. But even that isn't producing like it should in this frail economy. Bottom line, got to sell some paintings tonight. Ah, here comes Preem. Man, I told this dude.
What up, son? Oh, son, it's packed up in here, dog. That's what's up.
What you got on, Preem?
Clothes.
I said black tie, not a sweatsuit.
This is feline, Negro. Crust velvet.
What part of black tie do you not understand?
What part of feline do you not understand? I told you I wasn't wearing no neck noose.
So you wear an aqua green sweatsuit?
An aqua green feline sweatsuit. I look good, too. You the one up here looking like a chocolate penguin.
I give up. What's this you got to show me?
It's a DVD. I don't know what's on it. Kid came by on a skateboard, gave it to me. He said he didn't know what it was. Some guy just paid him 100 bones to give it to me to give to you. You gonna be able to slip away for a minute? I got a laptop in the van. We can take a look at it. I hope it ain't no sex tape. Ain't nobody filmed you doing nothing freaky in that cape, have they? Because trust me, it ain't gonna turn out for you like it did for Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian. Ah, snap. Look who's coming over here now. The green-eyed bandit herself. I keep trying to tell you to leave that woman alone. Well, I'll be in the van checking out the disc.
Mr. Frazier.
Please, Malik.
Your work is very powerful, Mr. Frazier. Stunning, actually. The way you use color reminds me of Franco. The politics, very much like Andre Leon Gray.
I see you know a little something about art around here.
And I see you know a little something about giving out your customers' personal information.
Excuse me?
About a month ago, a certain superhero kicked down my door, broke up my furniture, and almost killed my ex-boyfriend. He said we had a mutual friend. I don't have any friends who know Harold Jones, but I do know a bookstore owner who has my personal information. So what do you have to say about that?
That dress you're wearing. It's incredible.
Are you going to answer my question?
You plan on taking it back?
What?
The dress. Price tag is showing.
That's none of your business.
Look, Belinda.
Miss Goodall.
Miss Goodall. I do know Harold Jones, and I thought he could help you. You said ex-boyfriend, so I take it this guy isn't bothering you anymore.
That's not the point.
I apologize, okay? But if telling Harold Jones stopped you from being some guy's punching bag, it's hard for me to feel like I did something wrong. Now, you didn't have to come down here to get me straight. You could have called the store or stopped by. But you show up looking like you got a starring role in the remake of Mahogany, so that makes me think you kind of feeling me.
I freelance for the Jade City Register. I'm covering for the art critic whose wife is having a baby. Sorry to deflate that bubble of arrogance you seem to be floating around in.
Can I call you?
Are you serious, man?
Preem? Okay. Excuse me, I have to go outside for a minute, but let me give you a call. Set up an interview. It'd help you write your article, wouldn't it? It'd help me out, too.
Don't give out my personal information again, Mr. Frazier. And I guess I'll call you. For the interview, of course.
Of course, for the interview, Belinda. I mean, Ms. Goodall. It's all good. I'll be waiting for your call. Ciao for now.
Ciao.
What you got?
Trouble. Watch.
Is that Kid Delight? Why the hell is he gagged and tied to a chair?
Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones. My name is Wesley Randall Walker, affectionately known to friends and associates as the Beef Cooker, primarily because I cooks it up. And your friend here, Mr. Delight, is what's going on the grill if you don't agree to a sit-down with yours truly tomorrow. 1 o'clock, Dame's Chicken and Waffles. He has very fine cuisine. Several different homemade drizzles I'm sure you'll find to your liking. I wouldn't disappoint me if I were you, Mr. Jones. See, I'm a sensitive chap, and I just might take it personal.
What's the plan?
Free Kid Delight, then take the Beef Cooker and kick his mother ass.
That's what's up.
Take this fool in the other room. What? I don't know, fry him a bologna sandwich or something. Ask me another dumb question and you're gonna lose two more of your fingers. I've got to read the credits. The Jade City Pharaoh was created and written by Howard L. Kraft. Produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas with executive producer Frank Stacio. Robin Copley ran the boards, and today's episode, Winner Take Nothing, Part 1, featured Shaunice D. Webb, Kashif Powell, Trevor Johnson, and Mike Wiley as the swagger swiper soon to be a memory Harold M.F. Jones. Superhero, my ass. I run the city and I always will. You listeners would do well to remember that.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Jade City Pharaoh. Tune in next week for more of Harold M.F. Jones' adventures. And thanks to those of you who supported the production of this historic radio series on Kickstarter. We surpassed our fundraising goal of $7,000, and there's still time to donate to the online campaign for radio's first African-American superhero. Just search for Jade City Pharaoh on Kickstarter.com. That's the state of things for today.